The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96. Did you get that? It's kind of like a diesel truck trying to start in a cold morning. Good morning. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Today, the 1st of June. Oh, my God, Trish.
Half a year gone. I can't believe it.
7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Who's at the helm? Christina is at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
What special day do you have?
Oh, actually, today is
Love a Ukrainian Day.
I wish to, but today is World Milk Day.
World Milk Day. I like Love a Ukrainian Day better. How's that?
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Wait a minute, Pat Karch. He's out there. Pat Karch, who's been gone for 2 weeks, and while he's been gone, the world has turned, Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
Has it turned in my favor?
Well, yeah. And, of course, I have Trish Clark, my favorite lady, next to Linda.
Because it's Thursday morning.
What's the weather look like?
It's 66 degrees in downtown Reading. We are looking for a high today of 88 and a low of 60 this evening. On Friday, sunny and a high of 91. Saturday night, a low, or Friday night, a low of 62. On Saturday, it's starting to heat up. We're going to get hot. It's going to be 96 degrees, a low of 65. Sunday, 98 degrees, partly cloudy, a low of 67. And on Monday, a high of 99, chance of showers, and you know, it starts flirting around that 99 degree. I'm going to be surprised if we don't hit 100 this weekend, I'm hoping not.
I think we're getting close.
Yeah, we're getting close. And on Monday night, 66. Tuesday, back down to 89 and a low of 65, and on Wednesdays, 84. So maybe we're just going to get a little snap of heat over the weekend, and it won't be just starting that it's over 100 and it doesn't stop for 2 weeks. I'm not ready for that yet.
No.
The weather is always...
We went from 70 and rain to 99.
Yep. As always, the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today on the show, Patrick Supervisor Jones will be with us at 7:30. And then we had the pro recall people on yesterday.
Yes.
And we're going to have the anti-recall people on today. That should be interesting because it's Janky and Gardner. And if I can keep them on subject, maybe they can get some things out. But Pat's been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Where have you been?
Should I tell you what I said earlier, Carl? You know, I said to Carl. So I was in Texas, and everyone is, like, so friendly. And then I get back to Woodland. We flew in last night, stopped for gas. Right there at the gas station, a bunch of gangbangers. A guy jumps out, grabs another guy, starts beating him up. And
cursing,
the gas is twice as high. And I'm thinking, you know, what a difference. But when I drove in over the 44 bridge this morning, that was the difference. Because
there you go.
You know, but one thing I will tell you about the Texans, and this is no joke, I went to CJ's coffee shop in Denison, Texas. They can tell me more about California politics than I could.
Yep.
And they ask nothing but questions. They nickname me California, and they're happy to see me, but as long as I don't move there.
Well, exactly. And they can't believe we do the things
they
we're doing.
They cannot believe it.
And we're not absolutely outraged.
Well, we are absolutely outraged.
Well, yeah.
The people up in Northern California, obviously. But, you know, and the thing about Texas, the way you move to Texas is this.
Discreetly.
You come in, and on the back of your truck, you know, you got United States Marine Corps, you know, sticker. You have gunfighter sticker. You have USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. And somehow on your license plate, you know, mm-hmm. that on the holder there, you've got something on there that goes
switching to missiles.
To hell with California.
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make it for the first week.
I'm not ever moving. You know, I always faulted my Italian relatives for jumping ship and not staying and fighting for what they believed in. And I believe that we should do the same thing locally.
We're
and
not giving up.
Don't give up, you know.
I tell you, it becomes increasingly more difficult as the days go by because this state has determined that they're going to drive us out. Mm-hmm. I don't know when anybody's paid any attention to their homeowners insurance in the last bit.
Well, while you were gone, State Farm has now decided not to insure. The largest insurance company in the United States has declared they are not insuring property anymore.
In the state of California. Oh, my gosh. So guess what? I got my homeowner's insurance. I live in the middle of Anderson, a block from the river, certainly not in a fire zone, and it doubled.
Did you have them, State Farm? Is that what
I had Farmers.
Oh, Farmers.
And when I spoke to them, they said it happened statewide because it's basically the insurance commissioner has decided because of all the losses they've had, and we did it, they're just writing off rural California, and they're going to get us to get out of those woods and away from those homes one way or the other. And if they have to do it by pricing us out of them, then that's what they're going to do.
They're going to depopulate us.
That's
what it's
called. That's it. And they're after rural California and just hang on to your
seat. And climate change to do it.
Right. I had one gentleman that I talked with up in Shingletown whose homeowner's insurance went up $4,000.
Oh, no.
Not to $4,000. It went up $4,000.
There's another one that approached us. Tim approached us and his friend. It had gone up almost $1,000 a month because he lives out a little bit. And I said, you got to go see Judy Maxwell. There is insurance. You know, we have sent probably four or five people to her that are having that same problem. Couldn't, you know, their insurance just canceled because they live. One of them lived in Tierra Oaks. Can you believe that? But their insurance went up so high. And Judy was able to help every one of them. I said, if nothing else, she can tell you what's going on. And then State Farm drops the hammer on this. And they were real clear about it. It was, they said, the amount of property lost, the cost of for them because of inflation and cost of materials, and they just aren't going to do
so
it.
They're
anymore.
Just cutting their losses.
Yeah, just cutting their losses. No, they'll still insure your car.
My insurance agent indicated to me that if you live in a typical 1,500 square feet to 2,000 square foot home, any place, and your insurance is less than $5,000, you're in good shape.
Oh my gosh.
Well, now see.
And I went,
and look, you know, I've been
in our area.
Mm-hmm. I've been with USAA, United States Motorists, but it was started out for military officers, and then it's all military, and then now the children of military and things, and they have always taken great care of us. But our rates have gone up, and not a lot, not like these people. But I live right in the middle of town, okay, and I've got a hydrant on my front yard.
So do I.
You know, and these things. And it hasn't gone up that much, but it has gone up. And so I called him. I said, why all of a sudden, and he says, it's just like the auto insurance. He said, it's not you.
Yeah.
He says, it's the state of California. But it didn't go up that much, but nothing like everybody else is facing. So I'm
I just got mine, and I actually, I thought, well, it's time to pay my homeowner's insurance. I need to look at that again, because I'd gotten it in the mail, and I looked at it, and I went, oh, that can't be right. And I went and got the old policy and looked and went, that can't be right.
Anyway.
Anyhow, I'm glad to be back. Good to see
you. We're glad to have you back.
We're going to stick it out.
Of course, the day you arrive. When did you get back, last night?
Last night at 1:30 in the morning,
I've been following the text trail between you and Jim and Mike. And the only thing I was hoping was, I hope that's not my fault.
It's not, no.
Yeah, Mike's having a couple problems with his transmitter, big problems. And we have replaced everything possible.
On the KCNR side.
On the KCNR side, which makes which cleared up any problems he had, and then... And we're finding out these lightning strikes. Not finding out. Those lightning strikes could have been near enough to. For one thing, if they're near enough, our transmitters go right off the line to protect themselves.
So he's got problems again.
And then, then they come back on, and his are intermittent now.
Yeah. Anyhow.
All right.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Good to have you back.
Welcome back. You know, look what happens. He's in here.
I know. All the time he's been standing here, he's been adjusting and straightening cords and moving connections and doing stuff. Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has been around here a long time. They're in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They're one of the highest rated hospitals by Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, this is where healing begins, is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You won't go wrong. We'll be right back. Oh, God.
So do you take the news?
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Bay Area politicians and special interest groups have their sights set on Shasta County. These special interest groups are funding the illegitimate recall effort of recently elected Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick our next supervisor, and they want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Bay Area catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the committee, Stop Newsom, No on Cry Recall.
Plan, save, and enjoy the Shasta District Fair June 21st through 24th. Save up to 30% with your advanced purchase of day passes, season passes, and carnival wristbands at ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. Click the Purchase Tickets button under the Fair tab. Season pass sale absolutely ends June 20th. Opening day is Waterworks Park Kids Day. Washboard Willie is back, along with music, comedy, magic, carnival, junior livestock show and auction, and so much more. Don't miss out. Now through June 20th, save up to 30% on pre-sale tickets. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 21st. It's the place to be.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. It's open, stocked up with fruit trees, blueberries, strawberry plants, all types of veggie plants, everything you can imagine for gardening, soil. And you know, here's something else they have a lot of, and it's great. advice. Ask them, hey, I'm doing this and I have that. And they'll be more than happy to tell you the right way of growing things, which I have no capability of doing, except I have a backyard that for years was green, but it was had nothing to do with grass. It was some kind of cover. And now the backyard is kind of like barren. So I'm down there with Gold Leaf Nursery. What should I do? Well, pretty much start over. But they've got it all. They're located at the 6186 Churn Creek Road, about a quarter mile from Airport Road, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday. And they're good people down there. Locally owned, locally run. Okay, Shasta County was just awarded $50 million.
Yes, they were.
Because, in case you hadn't
from
heard
the Zog Fire.
From the Zog Fire. From PG&E. And Stephanie Bridget had filed criminal charges of manslaughter against PG&E. The judge dismissed that. Said, no, you can't do that. And I'm not sure why. And she said, we would have won that because what it caused was this tree that had been identified 2 years earlier by one of their arborists out there, said this was going to be a problem. Nothing was done. Tree falls. Fire starts. Four people were killed. And so anyway, PG&E is settled with Shasta County for $50 million. And so they've said where the money's going to here. And I want to get this right. Whoever, and if you look at the article, you can probably see it anywhere on the Scout or the Record Searchlight. But with that $50 million, they're going to distribute it to 24 different community organizations, and these are the ones they've got listed. And there's more, of course. But these $15 million to the Shasta County Fire Department. $3 million to the Redding and Anderson Fire Departments, $7 million to the Children's Legacy Center, $2.4 million to the Shasta College Fire Academy, $2.5 million to Haven Humane, and $1 million to the Whiskeytown Environmental School, and then the rest of it spread out among others. I checked see if we were on it because we're kind of like a nonprofit that's out there helping the community. We don't want to be a nonprofit. But
yeah, there you go.
Anyway, but a terrible tragedy. Now, this has nothing to do with any other lawsuits from individuals and families in this lost homes. This is just ghosts of the county. And good on you, Stephanie.
Yeah.
But she's still adamant. We could have taken. I wanted to go to a criminal trial to make a point here that you cannot just ignore fixing things that you've identified, and then it causes horrible fires, destroys people's lives, kills people, and walk away.
Well, and then they come up with this $50 million settlement. That is going to be paid for by the people who use PG&E.
No. And that's another part in here. Said it cannot be, you cannot use it, you can't use it through users pay. This has got to come out of your pocket, out of PG&E's pocket. Let me see if I can find that part, but I remember reading that too. No, you can't do it against ratepayers.
Well, but in
eventually, I don't see how you can keep it.
How do you stop that? Because their money comes from what they charge for their services.
Yeah.
And so if they have, to the best of my knowledge, they don't make money any other way other than by doing their job and providing electric and gas and what have you. So in the long run, the people who use PG&E are the ones that are going to pay for all of this.
Well, it says the settlement includes assurances that the cost to PG&E will not be paid by increases in its customer rates. Yeah, but they raised their rates anyway. I mean, how can you?
But
she was.
That's a nice thing to say, but I don't believe it.
Settlement.
Yeah.
You know what? And that may be it may be true, but there's raises. I mean, the rates are still going to go up. PG&E is a private company. if I understand.
Well, and the rates
right.
go up on a regular basis, and they don't get it through electricity. They get it through gas. They get it through here. They get it through installation fees. They get it by if you want power extended to your property. That used to be ridiculously high. Now it's out of sight. I mean, it's ridiculous
when
if you
look,
want.
If when you look at property now, and we're always looking at something that, you know, a couple acres, you know, put the horses on and all that. I mean, we love our house. And downtown is exploding in the right way. And we're, you know, we're in walking distance, and we were talking about it last night at our dinner. Why would you want to move from here? You know, it's, we have a nice house. It's an old house, but it's a nice house. You've been in it. But we can just literally walk at the end of our street, walk two blocks, and we are in the middle of town. You know, the music, and now this new, you know, this new market.
That's going to be incredible. I really hope that goes.
But one of the things we look at is, Who's your energy provider? And if they've got said they have own solar, that's a big plus. Anyway, but now well, in fire insurance, now you have to ask.
There's so many of these really nice homes out in the rural areas, up, you know, around Shingletown or up around Burney or any of those places like that that have been on the market and been on the market for a while. Several down around the Manton area and some really yeah. nice homes, and they are not selling. And the reason is they cannot get fire insurance.
Yeah. Oh, no. And you're
simple.
Watching prices drop $15,000.
Yeah. There's,
two
a,
weeks
there's
later,
a beautiful,
another
beautiful home up off Black Butte Road that I'm aware of that they had it priced. I mean, it was up in the $800,000, $900,000. They've dropped the price. They've had several people try to go into escrow. And bottom line, they cannot get insurance.
Well, and not in, yeah. Yeah, and then with the interest rates. At
and who's going to pay that kind of money for a house?
That you can't get insurance.
You can't get insurance for.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to try real hard to get Jiggy Maxwell on early next week, maybe even as early as Tuesday, to talk about insurance. So, Judy, I know you listen to the show, so stand by for next Tuesday. I'm calling you right after this show, and I'm going to try and get you on. By the way, and this thing with the recall, yesterday we had Dana and Charlie on, who are pro-recall. And today we're having Janky on his regular time. But he's bringing Nick with him. And they're going to be talking against the recall.
So you and I are going to sit and drink coffee?
Huh?
You and I are going to sit and drink coffee. You get two of them in here. There's neither one of us going to get a word
no,
in that
spot. I know. But I'll try to control it by turning our microphones off. And Christina, you know what it means when I go like that. We turn
that, this time it'll be these two guys.
It'll be both those guys. Just turn them off.
Not me.
And then Trish and I can talk.
There you go.
But then I talked to Cry yesterday, Kevin Cry. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have him on next week. Let him speak.
Do you know, and he, I listened to his show on your radio or on your station over the weekend.
He's going to be on this Sunday.
Yeah, well, I listened to his last one, and you know, he does a good job of presenting what he's done and what he's about. I enjoyed his presentation and the things he said made sense to me. So,
well, here's
I just want everybody to pay really close attention to this whole thing. Yeah, make sure you're really understanding what the consequences of this recall are. If in fact, as they purport, that perhaps the governor will not make an appointment, and we
well, I'm pretty sure he won't.
Well, then we have to go 2 years.
No, no, just till next March. It's just till next March, and we have another election in March.
Okay.
So
March? Why are we having an election in March?
Well, I think it's primary. I'm not sure.
Primary
I have to find out. I'm gonna,
I don't know.
I'm
going to
find out.
Change
but,
so much.
But frankly, they said it's like five meetings without all the supervisors. And then there's the election. If
that's
the
if they, in 5 months, not five meetings. They meet more than once a month now.
Oh, I know that. But
well, if it's.
Well, okay. You know, I.
Well, okay, so neither one of us know what we're talking about. So
right now, we're just going to shut up until we find out.
There you go.
We're totally
good
confused.
Plan.
We confused ourselves and you out there, Dolores. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I heard you talk about recall. Just the word recall. It reminded me to call you to kind of give you an update what's going on in the Gateway up here.
Oh,
as
yeah.
we all know, it's that year, and you hear everybody's getting recall. So there's there's a recall happening at the Gateway Unified School District. The two new board trustees, Lindsay Hayes and Eli Hayes, they're getting recall, and we're having a fundraising up here in June 22nd at Larry Farr Community Center at 4499 Main Street in Shasta Lake. And you could call, to purchase any tickets, you could call a number. It's 530-323-0888. And also you could pick up tickets at Jones Fort. So if hopefully we could get a lot of people to attend this fundraising.
So, Dolores, is this a fundraiser in favor of the recall or opposed to the recall?
Opposed. Yeah, we're trying to make sure that we keep these two new board members, board of trustees in there, because they have two board of trustees. They've been there about 26 years. And, they've been really going against the two new board of trustees, and everything they say they do is, and it's just really hard to.
I've received an email from ones opposing that recall, and it's full of facts and figures, and we're going to have them on to talk about it.
That will be great.
So they can talk about why they're opposing it, but we also want to find the people that are trying to do the recall and have them on, just like we are on both sides.
Yeah, we need to be sure that. My point to everyone, and I'm not going to get on the bandwagon for either side, just simply going to say, people, pay attention. If you get involved in it, know what you're doing. Know what you're actually accomplishing by either being in favor of it or opposed to it. But know what you're doing.
Yeah. Thanks, Dolores. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car, a truck, or a bike? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more info. We'll be right back with Patrick Jones.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to falsely claim the effort to recall him is funded and supported by far-left liberals and Bay Area money. Nothing could be further from the truth. District 1 citizens want a true fiscal conservative focused on real issues like safety, homelessness, and our roads. Instead, fake conservative Kevin Cry takes away our voting machines and wastes millions of our taxpayer dollars. Sign the recall petition. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's Danny from B&T Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. 3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, talking about this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Laranja Reserva by Espinosa. Featuring a fragrant and flavorful Brazilian Laranja wrapper, this unique stick garnered a rating of 94 from Cigar Aficionado, with a profile of hickory sweetness, rich almond paste, citrus zest, and peppery spice. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. It's fire season. We were talking about the problems with fire insurance around here, that if you need to clear your land, make it more fire resistant, go down and see NorCal Tractor and Equipment. They've got the small machines, small backhoe, small tractors that can really help you clean it out. But they've also got the big stuff, too, for those much bigger jobs. Locally owned, locally operated. It's in Anderson at 2540 Gateway Drive. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. With us is Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Shasta County, Patrick Jones. Good morning, Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning.
You know, I just want to say how I'm really glad that we've got such a smooth-running county government right now. Okay.
Well, there's always a few waves.
A few waves.
And I like waves. It's just how you ride them is what's important.
Okay. You called me yesterday. You said you wanted to address what happened Tuesday, and I'm glad you are, because I have questions just like I'm sure a lot of people. What happened Tuesday?
I just want to say that the one thing I'm pretty sure of is that what we've heard is not accurate.
Not totally accurate.
I'm just saying.
It's kind of like you see a headline, and you read the story. It's not exactly like that, but again, there's two sides, and when you get it depending on what you see, but this is
and then again, the article may have nothing whatsoever to do with what happened.
But this is why,
having lived through that for 40 years,
I'm really happy you called us. More than happy to get you on.
Well, I appreciate being on. So, there's been many times where I wake up and read a story from a council meeting, or in this case, a board meeting, and I was there, and the article is completely off base, and it was almost as if they weren't there, and so they do this routinely, and this is kind of the reality of the world that we live in. The newspaper and the power of the ink that they have, they can make it any way they want, and they often do. Look right now how Biden's doing very well. The economy's great. Inflation's low. And everybody hates Trump.
The border's under control.
And the border's fine.
And the border's under control. Okay.
So what happened was we did have an incident that was concerning on our board meeting, the last meeting of the month, and on the 30th. And so in open comment, open time, everyone has 3 minutes. And to me, it's very important that everyone gets 3 minutes uninterrupted. We've had past board chairs that have interrupted people continuously, and I believe that's really in violation of our policy. It's important to me that everyone that wants to speak gets 3 minutes, at least 3 minutes, uninterrupted, and that's important to me, that we listen to the people and hear them, and that the public gets to hear them as well. And so that's a top priority for me, and I try to respect everybody that comes before us and speaks in open time or on a regular item or consent or closed session for that matter. So Mr. Alex Pilecki, who has been removed from the boardroom before and in fact may still have a restraining order on him, with former Chair Baugh, he made a criminal threat against Les Baugh, and was removed from the boardroom.
Well, let me ask a question. somebody that makes criminal threats, why do you even allow him that?
He made a criminal threat. I was there at the time. It happened about 15 minutes before the meeting started, and security escorted him out. A restraining order was put on him. Now, as Lesbaugh left the board,
The restraining order left too.
So Mr. Alex Bielecki could come back into the boardroom. Those are the rules. I wish it would be different, but unfortunately, that is the case. And so, Mr. Bielecki is a common speaker, and he speaks almost at every meeting.
I think I've seen him over at the city council.
And he goes to city council meetings
I've
as
seen
well.
Him there too.
And he has not used foul or vulgar language in the past, at least in my time in the last 3 years. He has had some unusual commentary, but no vulgar language until this week, where he was upset about the possibility of the board accepting tiny homes, and he said he is not ignorant, and he said I am not, and then he said the N-word.
Uh-huh.
And of course, that's a highly offensive word, we encourage people not to use offensive words like the N-word or the F-word or other things.
Well, it says in your speaker request form, it says, conduct in an orderly fashion, blah, blah, blah. Each person who addresses the board of supervisors shall not use loud, threatening, profane, or abusive language which disturbs, or otherwise impedes the orderly conduct of the board meeting. Any such language or any other disorderly conduct which disrupts the blah, 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 is prohibited. Isn't that prohibited language you use?
Well, the problem here is that we have that statement, and that statement came from a previous board, and then we also have constitutional rights and state law, and unfortunately with the First Amendment, and we have long established laws now that allow people to say certain things. For example, Nathan Pinckney has used the F word, I can't tell you how many times.
Repeatedly
times in the boardroom, as he did this week. And unfortunately, using profanity is allowed in public speaking under the laws that we have today. I do not like them. I ask people to refrain from using them. And particularly these vulgar words like the N word and the F word, I really... You know, I take great offense to these words being used in an open setting, but unfortunately in California, people's constitutional rights and their First Amendment rights have been protected, and so I allowed Mr. Bielecki. He had not had a history of vulgar language before, so I allowed him to go on. At that time, Nathan Pinckney from the floor started yelling out and said the F word. And I used my gavel and asked him to refrain from yelling out from the floor.
We had one person at the speaker's place
during
3 minutes, and then you have somebody in the audience who is just commenting.
And now Mr. Pinckney is disrupting the meeting because he's yelling out from the floor and he's interrupting the speaker. So I used my gavel, asked him to stop. He did. Within a few more seconds, he's yelling out again, and so I use my gavel, and I ask Mr. Pinckney to stop again, and then he did. The speaker was able to finish his 3 minutes, and then he sat down. Mr. Pinckney then left the building, and I thought the incident was over at that point.
Did he leave on his own then?
He did.
Okay. So he left once. Okay.
He did. And then
I thought that's the way I understood it. I thought he had been removed right then, but no, he left then, as he said later. I needed to get it. Take a deep breath.
Now, I could have gone either way with Mr. Alex Bielecki. I could have, for the word that he used, I could have removed him for that, and I don't think people would have argued that point. The problem is that he then could have possibly sued for violating his First Amendment rights, and that's a possibility. And again, I'm trying to make sure that everyone has 3 minutes uninterrupted the best that we can. The way in which he used the word, he was directing it towards the board. He was not looking at any board member. And as vulgar as the word is, I don't believe that he was using it to try to incite violence. And if you go back and look at the tape, I think that's an important point.
Well, some many African Americans and many whites would think that just incited violence. I'm going to go punch his lights out.
It's possible, but again, it's a call that I made at that time.
Right.
I don't believe that he was. He does not have a history of trying to incite violence. On the other hand, Nathan Pinckney does. I've been witness to what he has done over the last 3 years and his constant bad language, flipping the bird off, in chambers multiple times. So Mr. Pinckney leaves the building. He comes back. We start moving on to other public comment. And then I made a statement after several board members made a statement with regards to the word that was uttered in the room. And then again, Nathan Pinckney yells out from the floor, and he starts interrupting the meeting again. And at this time, I asked for security to allow, to have him escorted out of the room. So three times I've asked him to stop, and three times he did not. And after that, it was time.
Oh, no, I totally understand why Pinckney was asked.
Now, if this was a new person.
I think everybody does, but.
They don't understand why you didn't throw the other guy out.
Yeah.
Right. And so now. And part of it was that Alex Pilecki, while using a very vulgar word that we all dislike, was not in it of itself was not disrupting the meeting, whereas Nathan Pinckney on three occasions did, and he was obviously trying his best to get himself thrown out. He knows the rules. He's been there before. Now, if this was a new person, I would have allowed that conduct and asked him just simply to refrain again and have a seat. But Nathan Pinckney very much knows the rules, and he tries to take advantage of them and become the victim in this case. And I don't buy it. My job is to control the meeting and to do the best that I can, and to protect people's constitutional rights, which I'm sworn to do.
Okay. We're here with Patrick Jones, chairman of the Board of Supervisors here in Shasta County. He's talking about what happened Tuesday and the incident there. We've got to take a quick break. Hey, let me tell you about a guy by the name of Patrick Gorman. He's an attorney at law. His field of expertise is workers' compensation. He has built his office in the last few years to be the largest workers' compensation legal office in Northern California, north of Sacramento. If you've got a problem and you want to discuss it with Patrick, you can give him a call at 530-262-2168. I'm having problems focusing this morning for some reason. For a free consultation, a work injury can be life changing for you, your family, and you need the best information you can get, and that's from Patrick Gorman. And I tell you what, Patrick's a fighter. He is pugnacious. Former 101st Airborne Assault guy, a former police officer, and now a lawyer. He worked for the insurance companies for a while, said this is wrong, opened up his own business in Palo Cedro, and he's going to be willing to fight for you. Give him a call, Patrick Gorman, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back with Chairman Jones.
White wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Reading Fitness Center would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Reading Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Dan Sloan, chair of the Shasta County GOP. I urge Shasta County residents not to sign the petition to recall local Shasta County Supervisor Kevin Cry. A new California law, AB 2582, allows Gavin Newsom to handpick the next supervisor. They want a liberal Democrat. Keep the Sacramento catastrophe out of Shasta County and do not support the recall. To donate or for more information, go to nooncryrecall.com. Paid for by the Committee to Stop Newsom. No on Cry Recall.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. I'm starting to wake up now. Never try to present a new entree unless you've cooked it before. I learned that last night. I was only an hour and a half late for dinner. I was cooking. It just wasn't
coming.
But
the food is much better by then because your guests have been pleasantly entertained with adult beverages to the point where anything will taste.
I tell you what, they cleaned their plates up and I went, whoa, starving, they must really be hungry here. Okay.
I tried cooking a turkey in a microwave once. It didn't turn out good.
Okay, Patrick, let's go back to this. This guy said a word that is just not, I mean, it is a pejorative word.
It's just not an okay word.
You know what? That is a fighting word that he used, the N-word. This guy used. He hasn't used that type of language before, but he still did it. And I imagine you were probably caught, as was the rest of the board, maybe caught by surprise here. Would you, if you could go back and think about it, because it happens right then, you know, Monday morning quarterbacks like me, we got all the time in the world. Would you, when he said it, would that have been a time to gavel it and at least say something to him?
Well, it is easy to look back, and I would have.
And this is totally Monday morning quarterback, right. And it's not fair. But as you look back, because this may happen again, is this what can happen here?
Yeah, and so you know, I have thought about it, obviously, and I probably would not. Again, I'm very serious about protecting people's constitutional rights and allowing them 3 minutes uninterrupted. I give everybody that opportunity, and the only time that I tend to disrupt someone is if they're not staying on something that's within the jurisdiction of the county, and that is our policy. If I really believed that he was trying to incite violence, I would have stopped him immediately, and I don't believe that was the case. Looking back, what I would have done is after he had spoken, I would have immediately addressed the use of that language, and asked him to refrain, and that if he does it again, that he will be removed from the boardroom. You know, and so it obviously is something that is offensive, but so is the F word. So is flipping people off, and so is a lot of the other conduct.
Personal attacks.
You indicated
this has gone on for years.
The board started to discuss it at some point. How did that occur?
So several members, two supervisors spoke directly to it. And
After he finished.
Yeah. And so it had been somewhat addressed. And then I spoke to it later, which again got Nathan Pinckney upset. And then he busted out from the floor, which is what got him ejected. Now, this, to my knowledge, this is the first time, at least in the last 3 years, that Nathan Pinckney has been removed from the boardroom. He has had lots of bad language, and he has not been removed before, nor has he been stopped during his 3 minutes and using language and gestures, as he did this week. He used the F word as well. And so I guess out of all of this, what I'm asking is that everybody refrain from using any of these words during the public comment. All it does is distract us from getting the work done, creates some possible legal issues from either violating a person's First Amendment right or possibly having ACLU want to seek some sort of lawsuit for the use of that word. And so unfortunately these words are continuing to be used, and we're asking people to not use them at the board chambers.
And the point, Patrick, really is that the we've had a lot of conversation about the people's right to speak to the elected department. We've gone through a lot in Shasta County about not giving them the time, moving those times to the end of the meetings,
right,
not allowing people to speak. So it's important that you use your time as a citizen. You've been given the opportunity to be a part of your government, to be be an important part of it.
Yeah,
a constructive part of it. Come in and say things in an orderly manner so that you make a difference in the proceedings.
You know, we try to keep our open comment period fairly close to the beginning. We don't rarely ever put it towards the end. We always try to keep it up towards the front. We often have one or two presentations, and then we allow the public and we allow the entire group to speak, and we don't use just 30 minutes like City Council does, Reading mm-hmm. City Council, and then everybody has to go at the rear, which those people will go home by that time. So I personally take the public comment period very seriously. I want to hear from people. The 3 minutes is important to me to have that uninterrupted, and at the same time, I'm trying to protect everybody's rights, even when I dislike the words that they use.
Stone, you're on. Hello, Stone.
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Okay, ask your question and keep it short because I have one more question I need to ask, Patrick.
Yes, sir. It's actually not a question, but remember, First Amendment protects offensive speech, and the local news, why do they not write stories on the previous examples of profanity in the boardroom? Gee, we know why that is. And lastly, this was probably a setup. Mr. Jones said, yep, Ms. Pinckney is an agitator. Yes, he is known for that. And this was probably a setup just to create more consternation. So,
well, but
thank you, everybody. Okay,
thank you, Stone.
Thank you, sir.
My comment on that is he reacted to something that was said. It wasn't like he just jumped up and started screaming. But here's my, I need to change gears with you. put on your politics hat here. And the question is, the pro-recall people are saying that if it's a success, and then in November, and then Kevin's removed, that there's only 5 board meetings before the next election. So is the next, so 5 board meetings, and y'all meet 3 times. And that starts in January, I guess. So is there an election in March?
Yes, I don't know. I think their window is very narrow to be able to accomplish that based on the last recall that occurred.
Yeah.
So I suspect if they're successful, that it would either have to be a special election or there'd be an appointment by the governor. That's the way I would see
it. Okay, so it would have to be a special election then. Or if not, you could wait till you'd have to wait till the following November?
You know, unfortunately, after the last successful recall, which got international attention here from Shasta County, the California legislature changed the rules.
Right.
And allowed the governor a lot more power in local politics. And so, obviously, that's not going to sit well with people. Normally, you would be, if you had a recall and you voted yes to recall or no, either way, you could also then pick from these other candidates.
I understand
you
that.
No longer get to
But when would that? When would this take place and when would the next election be?
Because the pro-recall are saying it's only five meetings without
without a full board
until there's another election. And we were talking about this morning, that would be like March.
I think by the time, and again, it really depends. First, it's unknown if they're either even able to get the signatures required.
Well, that's true. We're just saying.
So, but I don't think their timing is going to be able to time out. I think, again, based off the last recall and the time that it took, even once signatures were acquired, it's a fairly lengthy time period, and so I don't think they'll hit that window. And they've even admitted that it is a very narrow window to be able to see that come up in March. I think that if a recall election occurred, it would be after that at some point.
Okay.
And
I'm gonna give them a call because they said this yesterday, and then we were talking about when would the next one be, and we're out of time. But Patrick, thank you very much for coming and reaching out, because we are hearing just kind of like one side.
Yeah.
And again,
what else is
Monday
good?
Monday morning quarterbacking is easy. I understand how you feel about the Constitution, and people being able to say things. But, when it initiates something like this, I mean, that fuse is lit now.
Yeah, you know, and again, we ask for people to be cool, calm, and collective at these meetings, but there's a certain few people. And again, one of our worst offenders in that boardroom is Nathan Pickney. And so he doesn't really have a leg to stand on when he wants to talk about ethics in the boardroom, because he's our worst offender.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break for the news. When we come back, we've got Doug Jahnke and Nick Gardner. Yesterday we had pro recall people on. Now we have the ones that are against the recall. So you can hear both sides. We'll be right back.
Capital city, Ukrainian officials say they're not the only deaths. The Kremlin expressing outrage following drone attacks in Moscow and along the border with Ukraine, giving Russians a small taste of what their president has unleashed on Ukraine. However, there have been no deaths from the drone strikes in Russia. On Wall Street, the Dow up 26 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes. Where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapchest, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job posting.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has arrived at a sprawling summit of some 50 European leaders in Moldova.
There's the issue of countries like Ukraine, like Moldova too, who are very keen to join the EU. And we've heard from both of their presidents already saying that their countries are ready to join. They want to crack on and begin proper accession negotiations. Then there are concerns about cyber security, the future of energy supply, and all sorts of other regional concerns. The tensions between Azerbaijan and Armenia, for example, Serbia and Kosovo. These are all topics which are going to come up.
The BBC's Jenny Hill. The U.S. urging Sudan's warring sides to return to ceasefire talks and make a real effort to abide by a lasting truce. The appeal comes a day after Sudan's military suspended involvement in the talks hosted in Saudi Arabia with a rival paramilitary force. News and analysis, townhall.com. The GOP-controlled House on Wednesday night passed the debt ceiling deal brokered by President Joe Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy and sent it to the Senate.
In a press conference after the vote, the Speaker thanked Republican negotiators and the Republican conference for reaching this moment.
I just want to start by saying how grateful I am to Garrett Graves and Patrick McHenry. They've given their time and talents to this effort for more than a month. We would not be here without them. Our entire conference and country owes them a great deal of debt for what they put themselves through.
The Speaker also said history was made, touting the bill's limits on federal spending and its other provisions.
Tonight, we all made history, because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for. And it's not that we're just voting for it. This is going to be law.
Edwin Mora, Capitol Hill.
And the Senate expected to take up the bill in the next few days. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. I'm serious. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Today is the 1st of June. It's 8:05 in the morning. It's National what? National something day. What is it there?
Something Christina? Milk day.
It was drink a glass of milk or something. When do we have, you know, we talked about this, it could be National Beer Day or National Taco Day. I really like those. Christina's at the helm. She's kind of like Sulu, who is running the Enterprise from Star Trek. Do you feel that way?
Maybe.
Do you know what Star Trek is?
Of course I do.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Of course I do. But also, today is an interesting day. Today is National Game Show Day, so I think it's
One of the reasons the national IQ has dropped. I'm here with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. So far this has been a great morning. It's 68 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 88 and a low of 60. On Friday, sunny and a high of 91. On Friday night, a low of 62. And on Saturday, we're going to finally get hot up here. We're going to 98 degrees and we're going to have a Saturday night 65. On Sunday, again, 98 and low of 67, partly cloudy. Slight chance of showers on Monday with a high of 99 and a low of 68. And on Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly sunny and cooling down to 88. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high of 65. Wednesday, a chance of showers, maybe a little cooling trend, a little warm this weekend, but very good chance we might hit that 100-degree mark. But it's not going to get hot and stay that way for 2 weeks. The weather, it always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey,
our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give better veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
It's, you know, Chuck Kinney is a veteran, and I talked about it this week, but on Monday he's heading back to Vietnam with his daughter, and they're looking for MIAs. And they've got a spot that's being excavated. It looks like an archaeological site. They found the helicopter, and they're really close to finding, they think, hopefully, the three soldiers who died in that.
Yeah. He's a great, great gentleman.
Oh, he is.
A great family and a wonderful Anderson business.
Before we start the whatever this is going to be, Patrick Jones, I think he pretty clearly said what happened Tuesday. Nick has put on our chat room the video of it. The thing is, when something like that happens, it's so easy to, and I said it, it's so easy to Monday morning quarterback. What should I have done? What would I do? In all of this. And it's, the thing is that pejorative speech is so difficult when they use something like that. But there's a couple of words we know we just don't use because it causes an instant response from people in most cases. And when that happens, you know, it, first of all, did he say that? I mean, is it first thing? Did he say that? And then it goes off from there. Nick.
I was there. Yeah. I saw what went on. Nathan got kicked out for disrupting the meeting 20 minutes after the incident happened.
Yeah. No, that's true. But he got up and left on his own the first time. Second time, the speaker was gone at that point.
Absolutely.
And that's when he got kicked out. However, I'm just saying is, how can we prevent, or can we prevent something like that? But that's a total subject for another day.
Let me say one final thing. What the audience needs to take from this whole thing is they need to stop believing what they read that's reported in this area, because 99% of the time you can assume that it's not accurate.
If you go to the chat
room. The 1% is we try really hard to get both sides in and try to discuss something, because Shasta County is on the, you know, it's got a target on it. Because of things, you know, recalls, this. And when something like this happens, it just throws us right back up there saying, oh, look, they don't care if they use that kind of language. Well, we do care. And Jones cares. Everybody cares. It's what you do about it to prevent it from happening.
Well, and it's worse than
if you can.
It's worse than it's ever been. And I spent 20 years in that box.
Are you guys reading?
Reading. The things that were said about meetings I attended, and that had no relevance to what had happened. So please, people, as you're listening, as you're reading, please find out the truth before you make your decision.
Okay.
And now we move.
Yeah. Yep. Now, yesterday we had on the pro recall people, Dana and Charlie, why they wanted to recall Kevin Cry. And one of the things we really try to do here is give both sides. And so today was regular Doug Jenke, who wanted to talk about this last week or something. But
Carl stops me. Just point
well,
out.
No, because I actually had real guests. And so today Doug and Nick Gardner, they have a show on every other Sunday called Poke the Hornet's Nest. And so I thought, and they've been really anti-recall. So I figured with all the research you all do and all these things, it's a good time to come on today after we had the pro-recall. Okay, so the floor is yours.
All right. Well, you know, the thing that stands out to me is even in yesterday's presentation, and Carl, I will scold you a little bit, because you have fallen into a liberal trap. They say everything bad they possibly can about us, and then you come on and say we got to have decorum. Why is it we're always being lectured on how we have to have decorum, but they can call us deplorables and every white
I'm talking about they call.
I'm just saying.
See, what you said is not true, and I'll tell you why.
Please.
What I said was, if you're going to call in and talk to the people,
yeah,
there will be decorum
on my
show.
Yeah.
And I will. And for the same thing for you two, if somebody wanted to call in and say things, I'd cut them off in a heartbeat. So what you said was partially true, but not the truth.
Well, the point
should
being
I
is
start calling you Record Searchlight?
No, what I'm saying is we always being admonished that we need to have decorum and respect, and they don't. But first off, the lady yesterday, she blew a hole in their entire arguments. For you listening, folks, she mentioned more than once that, what's the big deal? It's one vote. what's the big deal? It's one vote. Well, right now it's one conservative vote. That's the big deal. And when you mentioned that Shasta County has a target, it only has a liberal target. Nobody else is targeting us, Carl. It's just liberals.
No, that's true.
Okay.
And I will
so let's be clear with that. So the reality is this lady more than once said, what's the big deal? It's just one vote. Well, it right now is the swing vote. And Kevin has been clear since he was on our show and running as a candidate that he was going to be a conservative. Another thing that is patently false is they keep throwing out that there's millions of dollars that this is going to cost. It's not. We have actually saved $1.5 million to start. Okay? The replacement option has not been put out there yet, though there are examples of it being able to be done same night, number of volunteers for less than $200,000. And the funny thing is liberals always talk as if their point of view is the only one that matters. Well, screw them. You know what? I am against this recall because he's been in office for 4 months. I mean, they keep throwing up that he's blowing money, he's spending money. He's got a budget that was voted on when they had a liberal majority. So he's dealing with that, and so they're now trying to throw him under the bus saying, well, he's spending money, there's millions of dollars. None of that is absolutely true at all. And one of the things that Nick can bring up, because he actually got the direct email, is I was involved in the shopping center debacle down there on Knighton Road, and I was on the Measure B. And when they were going to get signatures – hold on, Carl. When they were getting signatures –
No, I'm just saying that's till break time.
Okay. They didn't even know what they're talking about. They were blatantly lying, and people were signing. Well, Nick was at one of these signing for the signatures, and the person there was spouting off that it's going to be a $4 million cost. Nobody, not even the registered voter, said it's $4 million. So they're patently lying to get people to make signatures on false information. So far, no money has been lost. There are options that are cheaper. And as a matter of fact, Dominion CEO has publicly come out on the Wall Street Journal and said his company is going to go bankrupt. So we probably save money just on that fact, throwing money down a rat hole. So we have a break coming up. I'll give it back to you.
Dominion CEO said they're going to go bankrupt because of the publicity and all this. People are just going to drop
out. Not just Shasta County, for the record.
Not just Shasta County.
No,
we can't bankrupt them ourselves. But because of all the publicity, he says he said there's a good chance we could go bankrupt because everybody's deserting Dominion. Okay, and it wasn't, but it's not because of Shasta County. Otherwise, they'd probably be suing us. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. They have a home fall prevention program, and this no-cost program, if you're accepting into the program, the whole mission is reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by our older adults and persons with disabilities. They put up grab rails. They put up railings. They make it easier to stay safer in your home. And if you're in your home, you're healthier, happier. Give PSA2 Area on Agency a call at 530-842-1687. For all the people calling in right now, first 30 minutes, no phone calls. And I just want to do this as I did yesterday. I want to have this side be able to present a full 30 minutes on their side. And at 8:30, make the phone calls. And as I reminded everybody yesterday, decorum on this show. You know, don't come in with assaults and verbal assaults. I'll just cut you off. Come in with your questions or your comments, but keep them. Remember that we can talk to each other without getting crazy. We'll be right back.
Which nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bond. Hey, look, we've been talking about State Farm pulling out of California and what impact that's going to have. When I say pull out, they're not going to insure anybody, property. They will insure your car, but no more property. And that's the, and this is the largest insurance company in the United States. So stand by. So what do? You give Judy Maxwell of Maxwell Insurance and Financial a phone call. Judy's there to help our citizens here. She treats everybody like she would a friend. If you're looking for a free review and evaluation of your insurance plans, your financial plans, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. And I'm going to try real hard to get her in here next week to talk about the insurance situation, because through insurance and other little things our state is doing, they could, you know, they're pushing people out of rural areas, in my humble opinion. And I remind people that are listening, if you call the station and say nasty things and then hang up, you're talking to my producer, who's a very nice young lady. You don't need to say it to her. If you want to say those things, say it to Doug and Nick.
Say it to Nick.
And then I will be able to put you off the air. Okay, I'm here with Doug Jenke and Nick Gardner, obviously against the recall. So continue. You got this segment too.
Well, let me take off for a second here, Doug. I've got a flyer right here. It's not a flyer. It's a copy of the recall committee's email they sent out. Learn about canvassing, training and education, the low-hanging fruit strategy, tips and tricks, debriefing from the field. That sounds to me like people that want to manipulate you into signing the recall petition. I went to two of their recall tables. One was set up at Trader Joe's, and I walked by, and there was a couple people there, and I said, do you know the governor's going to appoint the replacement should Kevin Cry be recalled? And Susan Barrymore, oh, no, he hasn't made a replacement up in Modoc County, and he hasn't made a replacement in Glynn County. And I said, that doesn't mean he won't make a replacement here. Well, we've been in contact. We sent him letters. I'll just bet Gavin Newsom's sitting there waiting for a letter from Shasta Recall. You know.
And you know that he's going to, if he does make an appointment, it's going to be a conservative person.
I doubt he's even paying attention. But the fact is, just because he hasn't made an appointment there doesn't mean he won't make one here.
Well, wasn't it said that there was actually names put forward, conservative candidates, and he didn't make the appointment? So when they made these statements yesterday, well, he won't make the appointment, that's just utter poppycock. The reality is he had two conservative names that were put forth from that area.
From Glynn County.
And he refused to appoint somebody.
You're mistaken.
That is different than not appointing.
You're mistaken. You're mistaken. He had six names put in front of him.
I hate being wrong.
And he's his people.
I heard the six, and that they did put the names forward. He didn't act
on
any of them.
They were too conservative.
Well, but he didn't act on them at all. So now they're there with two and two.
He did.
And Modoc County actually ended up having a special election, I think.
Mm-hmm. He did replace one in San Mateo County. So it's not that he won't do it. My position is, I doubt if these people have his ear. I think that if I sent Gavin Newsom an email or a letter, it would probably take months to get to him if it even got to him.
Well,
these people act like they're best friends with him.
There's a special, in my opinion, there's a special file for anything that comes from north of Sacramento.
Out of Shasta County. Yeah, well, they've got our number down there for sure. They're anyway. Paying close
okay,
attention.
But let's get back to the
back to the second table I went to up on Placer at Holiday Market. I walked by and I said, why are you recalling Kevin Cry? Well, because he's costing us money, millions of dollars. And I said, no, he's not. They replaced the machines. They had to get the heart machines. It cost $950,000. We bought those machines, as opposed to, according to Jeff Godert, $500,000 a year to rent the Dominion machines. So we bought those machines. That works out to $65,000 a year over a 15-year lifespan. So that's saving us a ton of money right there. And they said, well, it's going to cost $4 million for each election. And that's BS. There's no way it's going to cost.
Wait, say that again.
They said it would cost $4 million per election.
That's
the high end.
Well,
that's the highest I've heard. But that's what they told me.
Someone needs to do the history of what we have spent in Shasta County over the last 25 years on election machines.
But
I'm just saying, this is nothing new. The elections have cost us a bunch with the machines in the state of California over the last 30 years.
Yeah. And folks,
so,
go ahead, Carl.
So
your show. I just want to introduce you.
What I'm trying to do is kind of consolidate what you said. Yeah. So you're disagreeing strongly with the figures they're using. You're saying those are high.
They're not even high. They're out of lunar orbit.
They're very high.
Kathy Darling Allen said it's going to cost $1.651 million.
That's what I heard. And if I'm going to go to a source that puts out a number, it'd be Kathy. She's been doing this a long time.
Can I run on that?
Yeah.
She says it's going to take 1,300 people to count the votes, plus a great big facility, and we refute that. I had a conversation with Clint Curtis last night. He is, in fact, going to come to Reading within the next 3 weeks and put on a town hall, a demonstration. That's what he told me. Plus, he's doing a tour in...
A demonstration of what?
How to count these votes.
Okay.
Easy. With Chris Street's recount set hand tally here. It would cost us $206,000 to hand count 11,503 ballots. 111,503. And it's not going to take all those people. With the 1,300 people, a mathematician figured it out. I don't remember who it was. They would count 5 ballots an hour.
Okay. So, as I did yesterday, yes. I have a question here.
Asked.
We're talking 11,000 people, if they all vote.
No, right? You're talking 111,000 people.
Yeah, well, you said 11, so it's 111.
You said 11.
Yeah, you meant to say the whole.
Well, you're talking about for the district.
The general.
You know, but if you talk about the general election, you talk about 111,000, and our ballots have gotten so long, you know, we could have a 15-page ballot. Agreed?
No, I've never seen anything more than a 2-page ballot.
Well, I've seen at least 3 or 4. Okay, but let's just.
Well, where'd you come up with 15?
Because that was a
one of those sign-up places.
Well, no. Yeah. No, that was, I've heard that. You know, maybe I should put it like this. There could be 15, 16, 17, different things that have to be
things,
voted on.
Different would things you agree, to vote on.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
You know, with the propositions, and especially if you're voting for president, you know, blah, blah, blah.
May
that's
I
what we're talking
how
about.
That would work?
Yes, because I wanted to bring that up is we've got ballots that could have a lot of counting to be done in the process of it. So, yeah.
Okay, you've got a different station for each proposition, for each office
candidate.
That's running. Okay,
so for
not
example,
necessarily candidate, office. So you've got a station for number one, governor. Okay, Doug and I are sitting here. No, me and Kristen Gardner, we're buddies. We're sitting here, and this is a vote for Gavin Newsom. Yep, you click it on. It's showing you. It goes to the next station. The next guy, they're
only doing the next one.
Yeah,
you've
got to do each individual. That's the thing.
They're
like
not,
one person can't, you know, that's the thing. Each one is an individual count, and you can't just go down the page. It has to be by another person.
Clint Curtis said we can do 100 in less than 5 minutes. He had it down to, oh, no, absolutely.
He said it takes less than 8 seconds to get the ballot, look at the mark it, move it on. That's what it takes. That's what he said. He's got the evidence. He's going to come back and prove it.
I can see that. I mean,
I can too.
Trisha and I are sitting there,
and
we look at the ballot. But okay,
you can get a GoPro or your cell phone and put it right over, so there's 100% transparency. Everybody can look at the vote being done. There's a teller going at real time, and you can have a liberal and a conservative watching the vote. Ballot comes in with hopefully a chain of custody and an authorized signature if we're going to do it that way, because most of ours are mail-in ballots, absentee, I guess. You get the ballot. You open it up. It's Gavin Newsom. Click. You move it on. That's
okay.
What you do.
So this guy's coming when?
Within the next 3 weeks. He said a week and a half, 2 weeks.
I would like to have him on. So
well, if
we
you don't take,
we got to have a break here.
If you don't get him on, you can go to our archives. He was on our show.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by my favorite car wash of all times, Quick and Clean Car Wash. Head on over to Quick and Clean. It's on the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros. It's right behind Dutch Bros. And you need to know that because of how you get in. But you get a great car wash, super people down there. Locally owned, locally operated, and if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, and you get 3 free. Only a Quick and Clean Car Wash. And I tell you what, my truck always comes out there looking almost brand new. And it's not their fault. It's a little dents in it. Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey-gooey cheesy sandwich? How about 5 different ooey-gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited-time ooey-gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to falsely claim the effort to recall him is funded and supported by far-left liberals and Bay Area money. Nothing could be further from the truth. District 1 citizens want a true fiscal conservative focused on real issues like safety, homelessness, and our roads. Instead, fake conservative Kevin Cry takes away our voting machines and wastes millions of our taxpayer dollars. Sign the recall petition. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy-to-fill-out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Been going there 15 years, never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. You get a great haircut. They work by appointments, so it works into your schedule. It really works out well. Give them a call at 530-244-9478, and it is Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Okay, Trish Clark and I are here with Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, who have a show on every other Sunday called Poke the Hornet's Nest. And they are vehemently anti-recall. So,
anti-Kevin Cry recall.
And we're pro-honesty.
Okay.
Absolutely.
The phone lines are now open. And, again, I'll remind people, let's have some decorum. Phone lines are now open for questions.
You want to take a question, and do I get to start off with a bit of a comment?
Okay, start with your comment, then we'll start.
Two things that I noticed from yesterday's show is, first off, is the gentleman made a point, and it has been repeated falsely, that, you know, they're upset about Kevin Cry going to go see Mr. Mike Lindell, you know, for some advice. What I really want to know is what was Miss Darling doing in the Washington Spy Museum at a George Soros-funded event as a guest speaker? He was saying and indicating that Cry was following some celebrity. Darlene has not come out and said, what did she speak, what was her subject about, and why was all of the attendees, 99% all liberals who were involved in being accused of misdeeds during the election? That's where our register of voter went. Why don't we know about that trip? So there, that's the opposite to Kevin Cry. Number two, the gentleman again said that hand counting is 25% wrong. He is wrong, because he went on to state that, you know, when you're doing an audit, they pull a 10% sample. Well, then ergo, by his own words, 25% of the hand count ballots would then be incorrect. So you can't have it both ways and
could
say
be.
Well, no, I know, but he made it sound like it was a statement of fact. Well, hand count is 25% false. That is an incorrect and misleading statement. Then he went on to talk about how audits are done doing a 10% sample. So that would mean that 25% of the audit sample must be incorrect. And the reality is...
Could be incorrect.
But my point being is, how can you say that and then start to defend that that's what how a hand count audit is done on an election? It doesn't. There's no proof that there's a 25% miss on hand counting. Doesn't happen.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Suzanne, good morning. Do you have a comment or a question?
Good morning, Carl. Suzanne Bearmore here. So, a couple things as I've been listening with interest. To the concern about that Nick raised about what he's seeing at our booths with people talking about the $4 million that this is going to cost us, that's a figure that was provided by the CEO's office in collaboration with Kathy Darling Allen's office, and that is a figure that is spread out over 2 years. So, honesty, that's where we're getting our numbers. With regard to whatever document it is that Nick is holding that says things like tips and tricks are for canvassers, and what we're talking about is helping to keep our canvassers and our volunteers safe from incidences such as the barbecue incident up at a grocery outlet this last weekend, and as such as incidents with Mr. Gardner attempting to intimidate people who are coming up to sign our petitions. Those are the kinds of things that we're talking about when we're talking about tips and tricks.
So how does
let her finish?
Okay,
go on, Suzanne.
We're out there because we have an opinion in the community, and we've done research. We've done we did a text poll before we started this process that we feel supports our hypothesis that Kevin Cry is recallable. And so, you know, that's what we're working off of.
Well, explain to me, how does low-hanging fruit work into signature safety? How does that work out? Because that email is specifically referring to low-hanging fruit, which we can pretty much infer is get ignorant people to sign this because they will be the easy ones. So how does that work? How does that involve safety?
No, that's not what that means at all.
Please explain it, because that's how I understand it.
Okay, well, then you're understanding it incorrectly. What low-hanging fruit means in that regard is just finding people who are amenable to conversation, who want the dialogue, who are willing to listen about why it is that we're wanting to recall Kevin Cry, and not engage with people who are staunchly entrenched in misinformation and in opinions that are not conducive to good community conversations.
Now, why is it your side always says we have an opinion and it's misinformation, but your side is somehow always good information? How does that work? How is ours always misinformation?
You know what? I am not a they-them person. I am a we-us person. And what we're trying to do here is establish facts and work on that.
Okay. May I interrupt here?
No.
Let me interrupt. You accused me of intimidating people that were signing the petition. At Trader Joe's, there was two people at the table, and at Holiday Market, there was two people at the table. That's hardly running around with a bullhorn threatening them.
There
you know, it must be hard being a liberal constantly having to cover your tracks.
At the Trader Joe's table, and you were attempting to intimidate the fourth person who came up to sign our petition.
Okay. All right. Suzanne, thank you for clearing up some of this. And this is, don't worry, there's going to be many more shows during this recall season that it's going to be presenting both sides on this. But thank you for your phone call and for your information that you gave. Thank you. Robert, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Hi. I tried to get in on the other half hour, but I couldn't make it. But I'll leave it to the recall here. So, you know, for me, I was against dumping the machines without having a plan in place. And, you know, but really, this comes down to people who are upset that their person didn't win the election, and they're trying to overturn, in my opinion, the election results. And they're drumming up all kinds of fear porn and all kinds of, you know, things that really don't have any bearing on what the subject is. I think that if you look at this group, you'll see they're the same warmed over progressives.
You're breaking up, Robert. You're breaking up. We just lost your last sentence and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, if you look at the recall group, they're really composed of really radical socialists and progressives and far left Democrats. You know, they have the sweet of faces at the tables, the older senior citizens who are very sweet and nice. That's not the people who speak up in the chambers. People who speak up in the chambers are hateful, vengeful, and belong to the to the other side of the kind of the dark side of the political left that's based on cancel culture and hate. So I applaud that you're having both sides. We don't have that on KRCR or Action News, and I won't even mention the so-called independent press. But you know, we don't have those on those other stations, and I appreciate that you're having both sides and you're keeping an open mind.
Well,
Thank you, Robert.
It's because, and I'll tell you why, Robert. People that listen to talk radio, for the most part, are knowledgeable and they're educated. That's why talk radio, when we call them active listeners. That's why when they're listening and we have to take a break so we can stay on the air, they listen through the commercials. So they can be on the other side for people like you to give your comments, and they're well-thought-out comments. So thank you very much.
Would I be able to comment on the last segment? Is there time for that or no?
Well, I wanted to bring something to our attention.
What did you say about?
He wants to speak about what Patrick Jones is speaking. Very quickly, state your...
Yeah, because we've got to take a break.
Sure. So Alex Pilecki should have been banned. He was banned before. He did say the N-word before. I spoke against it at the podium. Jordan, who was my friend at Action News at the time, texted me very upset. She was going to leave. I went up there, left Baugh, did nothing. He was banned, but he should have been banned in perpetuity. So that was wrong.
Okay.
To let him in.
All right. Well, Robert, thanks very much for your phone call. Now, the one thing I'll say before we break is calling everybody that's – again, we're throwing this whole big can of paint and calling everybody a socialist or a real hard left. That's not true. I mean, they are in that group, just like the far right on the other side. But I would say, you know, categorizing people as socialist and that, I would thoroughly disagree with that one. Are they in there? Yes. Are there others that aren't? Yes. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, where Trish and Linda hang out when they've got a spare few minutes. It is locally owned, locally operated. They have a great selection of jewelry, everything from Native American to estate and more. At Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. She likes to let me dance around and sing along with it, but we're running out of time here. We're here with Doug Jenke and Nick Gardner. They are anti-recall. They've been talking about, they are disagreeing with the amount of money they're saying it's going to cost. They say there is a system, a guy by the name of Chris Clark, can show how you can count all these votes. And it takes each vote like 7 seconds for two people to look at it, mark it down. You can have video cameras, GoPros on every site to make sure it has. But then it's checked again by a third person, and that's the other thing. So if Trish and I are going and said, I don't know if this is a legal vote, we've got somebody there, you know, because they mark it maybe weird. They've marked it out, marked another
one. Or maybe they've marked two candidates or whatever.
Then you bring in the expert that sits there. Is this illegal or illegal? Illegal. Off.
Well, exactly. Right there, QC, you quality control. It's not legible. It's not clear. Hand that off to the, shall we say, the messed up ballot crew and let them deal with it, but then continue moving on.
We don't have to say messed up ballot crew because you can't prove it.
Clint Curtis is his name, and what he had was basketball scorecards one set on each side. You can get them for less than $100 on Amazon. I went to a supervisor's meeting. I suggested that Doug and I would throw in $100. Patty Plum would. The audience raised their hand that would throw in $100 to buy these machines. Jeff Godert got up there and said that I said we should buy used machines on eBay. That's the way they twist things. One of Kathy Darling's points was that we would have to vet all these people that were going to count votes. I said, well, we've already got a bank of 10,000 people that are vetted. It's the CCW holders. They've already been vetted. Jeff Godert got up there and said that I said only CCW voters should count the votes. That's the way these people are twisting facts, and that's why you need us in here to clear things up so it's understandable.
Well, you know, I can see where they, you know, people automatically think if you've got a CCW that you're a hard right, and that's absolutely not true. I put through thousands, and it's from all walks of life up here in Shasta County, from judges to nurses to teachers to doctors.
And how many have been charged with a crime?
None. And that's the thing is they have been, but, you know, people need to get over this thing about, oh, every CCW is a hard right. It's not true. That's absolutely not true. On the other hand, do we vet everyone? And then how many people are we talking about? 100 to do the county?
I think Clint had mentioned that to do about 111,000 votes, we could probably do it with basically his theory was three people at each station. GoPro camera looking down. You have a liberal and a Democrat, and then you have the person doing the machine.
So
how
three.
How about just three per
get out
race.
Of this. Get out
three
of this. Get out of this
ballot.
Liberal and conservative.
Well,
just
no,
say
no, because
two honest people.
Well, it doesn't matter
there.
If because we
it
don't
doesn't
trust
make
them
any difference if they're liberal or conservative.
That's wrong, Carl. I don't trust them. They don't trust me. So it's got to be one from each side. That makes it that there's both sides.
Let
and
me
then,
bring up another point. You're talking 111,000 registered voters in the 2020 election. Only 90,000 voted.
Yeah, it's about in presidential elections, of course, are a lot more, 60-something percent. Most of our ballots that come into Shasta County, some like 80% are absentee ballots.
Yeah.
If we cleaned up our rolls, we're liable to only have 80, 85 legal.
Well, and
good point.
Well, and the point being, Carl, is I picked both sides because we're not going to trust them, not going to trust us. So give both sides a viewer and person working the machine.
Can I just point out that in truth and in fact, there are more than two sides?
Well, yeah, there is.
There's a whole bunch of people out there that don't fit in liberal or very conservative.
Well, let me bring up a point here. They're not trying to recall this seat. They're trying to steal it. And what they're doing is they're stealing our vote and wanting to replace it with somebody else. That's all this amounts to.
All right, let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Calling in on a different subject, elections this time.
Oh, lucky us.
I'm not sure if yesterday's guest went through Common Core math or not, but, you know, if this gets on the March ballot or the November ballot replacing Kevin Cryer's replacement, if it gets there, not likely because of the governor appointing or not. No, that seat will be vacant until January 2025 if the governor does not appoint. Not five meetings, not 5 months. That seat will be vacant forever. And I don't know how anybody can believe anything our registrar says. She refused a list of people who accessed the RV office. She refused to identify the IT employees that showed up the morning after the June primary. She went to Arizona twice. Still to this day, we have no explanation why she went to Arizona. I can go down the list.
Let me ask
I do not trust a word out of Kathy's mouth. I'm sorry. There are facts to back that up.
Let me ask you something, Richard. Did she get paid while she was on those trips? Was she drawing a wage from Shasta County?
The Arizona trip, she was reimbursed for travel. Yes, I have the documents. I'm still getting the research on her recent trip to D.C.
Well, we didn't want to bash Kathy Allen Darling.
Well, I'm
we
only
want
stating
to explain
facts
why we're against the recall.
Yeah, this isn't
I understand. I understand, but I'm backing. This is all backed up with paperwork and documents, and it impugns her integrity.
Okay,
so when the recall people cite Kathy Allen, I'm sorry. Kathy Allen is questionable.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Have a good day.
Again, talk show opinions. So, Okay. We've got like 4 minutes, and we need at least a minute and a half. So you've got like 2.5 minutes.
Let me point one thing out, and Doug can have the rest. On the chat room, I have put down the spot where the video of yesterday's meeting. Go to that meeting and listen to it. I put down where you want to listen for when Pilecki is on there and when Nathan is on there. And then there's a gal that's real well-spoken at the end. You want to listen to her. All you got to do is click on those times, and you do well listening to all the public comments.
Okay.
You know, we are setting a very bad precedent, and I hope liberals are listening, because you guys did this under Obama, and you defeated the filibuster, and you were able to get stuff through without having the traditional filibuster. Trump got in there, was able to throw a bunch of people into the Supreme Court using your own rules against you. You guys are setting a bad precedent. He made one vote that you don't like, and that you're trying to recall him. This is going to put a target on every vote in future, that if they don't vote the way you want them to vote, because nobody else is complaining about his vote, just you guys. So this is setting a very bad precedent, and what goes around will come most definitely back around.
Well, the recall movement didn't start with these guys. It started with Modi. So,
and I supported that recall.
Well, I know you
did.
Well,
there was reasons.
But let me just say this is – it started with conservatives recalling Modi. They're the ones that opened this can. So now the
Modi had been in office for a long time and had a record.
But what I'm saying is, before
Modi broke the rules.
Before you say that it's, you know, they've opened this can of worms or this process, it was opened with Modi. Now they are doing it from their side. And my question is, does this mean that in the future we're going to be seeing recalls after recall after recall? I don't know. Okay.
Okay, I have two things. I have two things. We've all been talking about the 75 more. They have a web page up that's about the rodeo grounds.
The rodeo
grounds and getting to the city council. There's a web page up. It's 75more.com, and the email is spell out the words 75more. At yahoo.com. Second thing, Frontier Senior Center breakfast this Sunday, 8 to 11, and we have a special guest coffee pour. Those of you who are fans of the Hallmark movies, Taylor Cole is going to be pouring coffee at our breakfast. She has her grandparents are local here. Lovely young lady, very nice person. Come see us at Frontier Senior Center first Sunday of every month for the greatest breakfast in town.
8 to 11.
Let
me break in. Modi broke the rules. Kevin Cry has not broke the rules.
Okay.